What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, good old marriage. Or should we say the institution of marriage? Because nowadays, you gotta be crazy to get married. And this is coming from a married man. However, marriage is definitely one of the quickest paths for a man to put the mask on. Like the man in this article that was published on the 6th of October. Wife offlined by husband a day before the grand opening of her business. Well, he decided, you know what? You're not going to have the grand opening of your business. You're going to have the grand closing on your life. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A woman was shot to deletion by her husband one day before her birthday and the grand opening of her business, according to Georgia police and local reports. Officers were called to a Douglasville home October 4th for a quote-unquote domestic incident and found the victim lying in the yard with unknown injuries and a man standing nearby, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The man, identified by investigators as 51-year-old Volanta LeJuan Walker, was armed with a gun and refused officers' commands to drop his weapon, police said. When he pointed the gun at the officers, one of them shot and injured him, according to an October 5th news release. Walker's wife, Sabrina Walker, was pronounced deceased at the scene, investigators said. While police identified the victim as Sabrina Walker, some family members referred to her as Sabrina Willis. Yeah, we all know what that means. An investigation revealed that the couple was in a fight when Volanta chased his wife outside before shooting and offlining her, police said. The couple had been married for less than a year. Put a pin right there, gentlemen. And October 5th would have been the slain wife's 57th birthday, family members told WAGA. Put another pin right there, gentlemen. She was 57. Well, she was 56. He was 51. Now, I know we all can put those clues together. It was also the date she planned for the grand opening of her salon business, the Groomsmen of Atlanta Barbershop, family members told Atlanta News First. Even after her deletion, her daughters executed their mom's plans to open the business. Uh-oh! She's got daughters. You know what that means as well. Quote, unquote, this really helps keep us going today because this was a really tough, tough day for us. This is what my mom would have wanted, Shabrika Polk told the outlet. Anesha Nixon, another of the victim's daughters, so you know what that means, multiple baby daddies. She told WAGA, it was important that they opened the business because their mom, quote unquote, put her blood, sweat, and tears into it. Sabrina Walker was a mother of three and also had one grandson, her aunt said in a Facebook post. She will be missed. When I tell you she was silly and fun to be around, never a dull moment with her or the girls, Tawana T. said on Facebook. Douglasville is about a 20-mile drive west from Atlanta. Well, gentlemen, what can we put together from the clues that were given to us within this article? First clue, she was a multiple baby mama. Gentlemen, leave those women alone. Do not engage in a serious relationship with them. If you're going to use them for recreational use, you need to be crystal clear with your intentions. Second, she was older than him. He was 51. She was 56. So you know how that dynamic worked. Once again, gentlemen, do not move in with women. More than likely, she was sonning him at 51 fucking years old. Number three, she's opening a business. Where did she get the capital from? Did she get it from him? And more than likely, she told him that he was not going to be a part of the business, but took his money. That's a possibility. Yeah, gentlemen, do not do business with family. Especially in a situation like this, they were married less than a year. And he decided, oh, no. I've put up with you long enough. You gotta go. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in front of their home. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact. Well, he did draw down on the cops, so one had to shoot him. So I'm going to give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, he popped her multiple times. So he wanted to make sure she was taking that eternal dirt nap. So I'm going to give that a 20 as well. So vicious. Volonta Walker gets a score of 95. Once again, gentlemen, marriage in this day and age is not worth it, especially the older you are. What would possess this man to try to come in as a 51-year-old stepdaddy? Yeah, that is a huge no-go. But there's probably history within him. Maybe he was an old pookie. Who knows? But for this case, I'm not going to go down that road. Nah, this woman, for all intents and purposes, was a fucking menace. And guess what? She menaced him one too many damn times, and he said, oh, nah. You've become the bane of my life. So it's time for you, as my wife, to be gotten rid of. Less than a year. And she ends up pushing up daisies. So you know what kind of woman she truly was in the background. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you older women out there who think that you're going to get yourself a younger man and then impose your will onto him, like he's a child, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think the dynamic like that gives you, it always goes out. Feminism and believing that a younger man is going to fall in line and be behind you because you're older and you're going to try to impose your will onto him, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because many a younger man have decided to take matters into their own hands with overbearing older women. This guy's not the first. He won't be the last. Oh, well, oh, well. And when that man is pushed beyond his line, guess what? The mask goes on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.